Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 33 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 32 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Snow. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
Listen over here, Jeff. KDAWR from W2KUT Mobile. Line 523.
I am. I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with the mobile node there. I took the charger today because I got to park in a ramp and feel like changing the tall antenna on the Jeep to this W1, you know? Like, I'll just take the charger today. So I'm using the mobile node there. I thought I rehabbed it into a mobile repeater. I don't know whether it's the mobile radio or the node. like he hadn't programmed the the repeater offset in my portable I have with me.
Well, no, it was fine. And then started making clicking noises and your audio dropped in half, so but I'm not sure. Something going on.
Yep, if I had a different radio with me, I could have tried my portable. But yeah, I thought I had made a programming mod to the Apex to add that in, because it used to be just a simplex node, but I added a set of flat packs and a receiver there, so I could run it full duplex, primarily for ease of control. But yeah, so I don't know whether it's something in the node or something in the mobile. Without another radio to try it with. Can't say at the moment.
Yep. Well, there's a good thing there's an alternative, I guess, right?
Yeah, yep. And we'll give 523 a little exercise here. Give this mobile radio and a little exercise too. This gets used very often. Occasionally we use it around town on the snapper repeater. It used to sit parked over on the fire frequency, but since they got rid of the VHF paging. This is an old analog Spectra, remote mount with the W4 head. One with the two knobs on it. An oldie but a goodie.
He said knobs. Yup. You couldn't talk him into keeping the transmitter on VHF, huh?
Well, really, the problem was that when we moved, when they shut Mylan's dispatch down, and we got shifted to HVA, and the Popo got shifted over to the sheriff's dispatch. HVA is like, nope, we will not dispatch anybody on VHF. Either use the 800 paging, or we don't dispatch you. So that's what put an end to it for us.
Got a real worry for shutting it off.
Yep, so it sucked. Some people like the 800 paging. Some of the firmware updates have definitely have helped, but we still have coverage issues in town. The VHF always worked in town because the transmitter was right there. But, some of the guys are like, this is great, I can, use it as like a scanner and listen to the other stuff. Okay, that is a nice convenience to have, but when guys aren't getting pages when they're downtown and other places like that because of some of the coverage issues, that's most of us at this point rely on the e-dispatches or on the phone.
Yeah, that's a horrible plan they forced you into. So did the is the equipment still in place or what?
Well, the base station's probably still sitting in the basement of PD, but the dispatch site router and all the dispatch equipment and the leased line, tying it into the system, that stuff's all gone, so, there ain't no going back.
Yeah, I definitely think
so. Yep. And the license lapsed, I think, last year. since there was no going back, it did not make sense to renew it.
Yeah, I tried to push Saginaw. We're talking about shutting theirs off, but it wasn't really nothing, I guess. I don't even think I made a difference. I even tried to go to the Fire Chiefs Association, but there was no, McIntyre didn't want anything to do with it.
Yep, and you know, there's upsides and downsides to, you know, to both schemes, but, I guess I gotta move over here. Trying to move over, and the guy next to me is, like, slowing down and stopping for no apparent reason. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, I hate driving in Ann Arbor. I'm off of 94 Jackson Road. I gotta follow whatever the heck street this is into downtown. It's been a little while since I've been over here.
Yep, I don't know. It really was never the same after they turned the grill off and went to Narrow Bay either, but like everything else, all good things must come to an end, I guess. It was a good thing.
Yep. Well, tell you what, man, you know, the, Saginaw dispatch frequency, God, we used to hear that down in this neck of the woods all the time. It really boomed through here, tell you what. It was like a pipeline. We used to hear Saginaw all the time because, you know, Washington was on 154.25 as well. Haven't listened there in years because with them, you know, vacating that frequency, there's not really much point in listening there. Used to hear Ogemaw Central down here all the time, too.
You know, I think back before it went narrowband, I think it was just they had one big grill. I don't know if it was a 500 watt or what it was on top of the county building there. And that thing would definitely sing. Worked good. But what do you do? Go to something that works sometimes. But then they know when it's working. Well, how do they know when it's not working? Because the pager doesn't say, hey, I missed the page.
Yep. I suppose the one good thing that you can say about the 800 paging is since the pagers do listen to the control channel, at least you know when you're out of range, because if it loses the control channel, it hollers at you and lets you know about it. It is what it is. Yeah, it was real bad to start out with. I will say that the firmware updates that they've made to those things have helped tremendously. It's way better than it was. And it's not perfect. But, it certainly is better. Alright. Now I gotta try to make a left-hand turn here. Trying to make left-hand turns downtown are tough. Finally made it. All right, okay, I'm letting you go, Jeff. I'm about to pull into the parking ramp here. KBMSWR, WPUD.
Wee, sounds good. I'll catch you later. KBMSWR.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
This is WTUT Mobile, Ann Arbor listening.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
K5XD, monitoring Kilo Echo 5, exit up to anybody out there?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees.
RK Mobile.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.